WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Motivated to return to Thanksgiving traditions paused last year by the pandemic, pre-vaccines, millions of Americans are loading up the cars and boarding planes together with friends and family. The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or possibly exceed pre-pandemic levels, and AAA predicts that 48.3 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles from home over the holiday period. That's an increase of nearly 4 million over last year, despite sharply higher gas prices. The vaccine update in state as of this morning, 13.45 million total doses administered in New Jersey so far, while 6.16 million individuals who live, work, or study here are now fully vaccinated. Just under 77% of New Jerseyans in their prime working years were employed in the 12 months ending in June. That's still slightly above the national rate, but Mike Masiag of the Pew Charitable Trusts says the state saw a greater decline than most when compared to pre-pandemic conditions.
Back in 2019, nearly 83% of those in their prime working years were employed. Only three states incurred larger losses over the period.
The 6 percentage point drop in New Jersey was exceeded only in Nevada, Hawaii, and Connecticut. Prime age workers were defined as those between the ages of 25 and 54. A 22-year-old woman is dead and her mother critically hurt after a grisly domestic violence situation in South Jersey. U.S. Marshals and police had been searching for 57-year-old Gregory Kellerman since a 911 call from his house in Voorhees early Monday. His wife Sherry tells police she awoke as he attacked her with a baseball bat in their bedroom. He left and she crawled to the room of their 22-year-old daughter, who was bloodied and unresponsive. Catherine Kellerman died at a local hospital. Sherry Kellerman remains in critical but stable condition. Police found the body of Gregory Kellerman in a wooded area on Tuesday with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The more things change, the more they stay the same. When asked in 1971 and then again this year, New Jerseyans rate taxes as their number one concern in a Rutgers-Eagleton survey.
Republican men, white residents mentioned taxes specifically more than their counterparts.
Poll director Ashley Koenig says this year the economy came in a distant second place. A small percentage of residents mentioned the pandemic. And the giant balloons of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade have been packed up from North Jersey and driven into the city for the big festivities. The Macy's Parade Studio is a production site in Moonaki, home to many floats, balloons, costumes, and set pieces. Many are designed in-house. This year's parade is the 95th annual and will feature 15 giant character balloons and 28 floats. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone. Mild temps to be thankful for. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Every holiday season, New Jersey 101.5 collects teddy bears for the New Jersey PBA. We call them Feel Better Bears, and you can help NJ Police make kids feel better during emergencies with a teddy bear to hug. To find your closest bear drop-off location or buy a bear online, visit our app or NJ1015.com. Thanks to our sponsors, All American Auto Group, Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage, and Trinity Rehab. This holiday, give a child in need a Feel Better Bear. And thanks from all of us at New Jersey 101.5.
Time for New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And here we go. The Garden State Parkway, we have a crash on the northbound side going into the construction work at exit 138 in Kenilworth. And on 287, another crash on the southbound side at Harder Road, exit 33. Welcome to the holiday commute, everybody. 206 is still closed in both directions over by the Pfizer complex. That's between Holland Avenue and Potterstown Road. Apparently, they're still out there restringing down wires. On the Atlantic City Expressway, we have construction work on the westbound side blocking the two left lanes west of the Farley Service Plaza. No problems reported at the Delaware or Hudson River crossings, but go now or forever hold your steering wheel. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 1218 on New Jersey 101.5.
Wherever the road takes you in New Jersey, take us along. Stay safe with fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, brisk and chilly this afternoon with sunshine and a high of 45 to 49. Tonight will turn out partly cloudy, lows mid to upper 20s, low to mid 30s at the shore and in the urban centers. Thanksgiving Day, clouds and some sunshine. Milder in the afternoon with a high of 50 to 55. Now, there will be a little rain tomorrow night ahead of a cold front, but it won't amount to too much. There may be a lingering shower early Friday. Otherwise, it'll become windy and cooler Friday as clouds give way to some sunshine in the wake of the cold front. Temperatures hold in the mid to upper 40s. For Saturday, it looks like we'll see sunshine and some clouds. It'll be cold with highs in the low to mid-40s. Clouds will increase on Sunday, and some places may be dealing with a little wet snow or rain mix by the end of the day. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Right now, in Flemington, it's 40. Point Pleasant Beach, 41. Edison, 42. Weather made possible by Ford's Jewelers. For 50 years, Barry Berman of Ford's Jewelers has offered customers one of the largest quality jewelry, watch, and gift collections in the area. All under one roof. If you haven't seen this store, you should. For more information, visit FordsJewelers.com.
New Jersey.